Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
Ooh, savage.
I like to keep it real simple.
We are so excited to start off this 2023 new year with one of my favorite creators ever, Miss Ophelia. You guys also know her as Mama Tot. Thank you so much for joining us. I couldn't have picked a better guest for our... I literally have goosebumps right now. I couldn't have picked a better guest to start off this new year. So thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. I'm happy to be here.
And she's not really feeling well. She said, I'm doing this. I'm here. She looks as pretty as ever. I know you guys can't see her right now. She's pretty as ever. And her pup came in, Mr. Pedro, right?
Yeah, he's over there shaking because I turned the ceiling fan on. So. You know, he's old and ornery. He's got that thin skin now, so he's over there shaking like an old man.
Wait, it sounds like us, older and ornery, right? All right. I have to know, because I don't know the answer to this question. I have to know, how did you even get started with TikTok?
It's by accident. Like I think everybody's answer to that is, okay, the pandemic hit in 2020. And we all flocked to social media in some way. Before TikTok, I had a career in the furniture world. And I loved it. I'd been with the company for almost 15 years, actually. And I didn't have much of a social life because I had thrown myself into that career. And I worked Monday through Saturday. I only had one off day, which was a Sunday. Like, I worked myself today. I was working all day. I literally had perfect attendance at this company. I'd been there almost 15 years. And the only time that I had ever missed a day was when I had surgery. I'd never called in. Like, I literally loved this job. Aww. So I didn't have much time for anybody else. And because I, you know, just put this career before everything pretty much. And then the pandemic hit and my teenagers, you know, especially my daughter, would be like sending me these funny TikToks because she knows that I love comedy. I absolutely love comedy. And eventually I was like, let me open this daggum app. Like, let me see. Well, it made me create an account. You know, create an account to then like join this whole TikTok thing. And I just kind of threw a username together. You know, well, I love shoes. I've got over 300 pounds. I'm a shoe lover. You know, I just kind of threw it together. And I really just started the account by being a watcher like everybody else. And I continued getting up every day and whatnot. And then I was at work one day and I come across this video. And it was of a young girl, I don't know, maybe 15, 16 years old. She got in this really pretty dress and all she wanted to do was get her mom's reaction of her in this really beautiful dress. Mm-hmm. And the reaction that she got was not what she had expected. It was completely different. It was, you need to take the dress back. You're too big for that. It was horrifying, but it was like I was looking at an old memory of me and my mother. Mm. I did not know how to stitch. I did not know how to do it. I did not even know how to make a TikTok. Okay. I had no idea. I was not a creator. I was a watcher at the time. I immediately called my daughter. I said, tell me how to make video play first and then me. And she was like, okay, well, that's a stitch. And she gave me like a little 5-minute class. I was literally at work. I ran in the break room. I shut the door and I stitched her video. It was basically like, I think you look lovely in your dress. And I had one of those mamas too. And then I eventually quit listening to that heifer. You know, it had a lot of love, but it had a little bit of a comedy part to mm-hmm. it. And I posted the video and I went back to my desk and I immediately knew what going viral went. It was
Wow.
Like, I think within 30 minutes, it was already at 1 million views within 30 minutes. And I'm thinking, what? I didn't even do it. To me, in my mind, I didn't do anything special. I just wanted her to know that don't take the dress back. You're beautiful, you know, despite what she said to you, you know. But it was the comments. The comments were, I feel safe here. Mm-hmm. I wish my mom would have said this to me on homecoming, you know.
Oh, wow.
That was it. It was, I'm going to use this account to do what I've always did, you know, mm-hmm. other than anything else. But it would allow me to reach more people at a time than just the one person at work or, you know, at Walmart or something like that. And it was a done deal right then. That's what this account will be for. Well, I'm going to share what I've been through. I'm going to share what I did. I'm going to share every single hardship that I've had. Because if I would have had a guidebook all these years of the hard times that I had, maybe things might would have been a little bit easier for me. So that's how it got started by accident. Like, I didn't like come on here and try to be I hate the word influencer. I hate that.
Right.
I didn't do it. I didn't ask for it. It just happened. And because it just happened, I just have this feeling that I'm really doing what I'm supposed to be doing mm-hmm. and I shouldn't fight it or I should not try to do it. I should just continue to be myself and just go with it. So it happened by accident, technically.
I love that, though. I love the fact that you watched first, because that's kind of how I was. I just watched and I would send it to my family, but my family would be like, oh my gosh, what is this? That's so dumb. Like, that's so stupid. And I'm like, you guys are crazy. This is hilarious.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
I'm comedy too, right? Everything I would watch would be comedy. I didn't get stuck in a lot of the drama or whatever. Like, now it seems to be there's more drama on TikTok, which don't get me twisted. I will listen to it or watch it and be like, who is that? Why are they talking about that? But that's not what I get on there for. It's always the funny stuff. And I would send that stuff to my family and they're like, oh, what a waste of time, blah, blah, blah. And the more I got on it, I'm like, no, you guys literally have to watch these things. They're hilarious. Like, and they would be the dumbest ones that I would be literally cackling over. But I love the fact that you're a watcher and then something motivated you to put that video up and then you had a plan. Because I think most people, when they would get on TikTok, it's like, I'm going to put a video up. Okay, I think I'm going to try thirst traps. I think I'm going to try this. I think I'm going to try that and this. And I think that's probably why the longevity is where it is when you're authentic. It's just me. I'm not trying to be anybody else that I'm not. And do you think that comes with being secure with yourself? And like, we're similar in age, right? Do you think that comes with age and being secure?
Yeah, because, you know, there's a lot of people that don't like public speaking. Not me. I will just walk up on stage and own the entire thing.
I love that. I love that.
Very vocal. Very social. I can meet somebody for the first time and instantly talk to them like I've known them for years. Mm-hmm. So a lot of that is kind of in with what we do as creators, because, you know, you just set the phone down and just talk to somebody like you're talking to a girlfriend, right? Mm-hmm. So I do think some of it, you have to be a little secure with yourself. For one, social media ain't always nice. You know, they're going to have people that just kind of come on through and leave a hateful comment. They'll call you names and tell you you look terrible, and like they'll say some really mean stuff, and you cannot let that bother you in any type of way. You just got to be like, okay, well, you look like a fool right now. You know,
right.
There's that for you to just tell a stranger, you know. So you have to have some security with who you are to kind of put yourself out there like that. But I've kind of always been like that, though. It wasn't anything that just came to me later in life. I've always been like this, mm-hmm. always. I'm the spitting image of my dad. And my dad was this comedian, this very cool, funny, loving, understanding, just this big person of a beautiful human being. And I'd like to think that I'm just like him in a lot of ways. You know, he was hilarious. You would have loved him. He was hilarious. Aww.
Sounds like we have similar parents. Well, similar dads, I should say, not moms. Do you want to talk about your mom? You guys had a rocky, is it still rocky? Was it rocky?
I went no contact 16 years ago now. I had not spoken or seen her in that entire time until I lost my baby child in June. And I don't really, what I can remember, because, you know, when something traumatic like that happens, it's very hard for you to remember certain things.
For those of you that are not quite sure, do you want to tell them what happened real quick?
My son, Randon, 18 years old, went to a gas station in a not so good area of town in Mobile to meet. Now, we don't know if this was a friend or an acquaintance. We do know that they had like met each other a long time ago. I don't know, maybe like a year or two ago. And either he was there to buy a bag of marijuana or he was there to sell this person a bag of marijuana. The person texts my son and says, "Hey, I'm here." And this was the day before his 19th birthday, too. Mm. 18, but the day before his 19th birthday. My son pulls up to the gas station. The guy gets into the back seat of my son's vehicle. 11 seconds later, my son is shot and manages to gas the vehicle across the street to another gas station where he lost his life. We don't know what it's either one of the purpose was one or the other. We don't know. We don't know if we'll probably ever know actually. We lost him the day before his 19th birthday.
And either way, I mean, I know that it matters to you whether it was he was doing this or he was doing that. For me as a mom, for everyone as your friends, when I heard about your son, I was coming back from the Pride Parade. And I was driving and my phone just kept alerting. And we're like, what's going on? I don't know. Like, was it because I just posted all these pictures? Maybe who knows? I'm not really sure. And we're driving back and I handed it to my best friend. I said, "Hey, can you look at that?" And she's like, "Something about a Mama Tot." And I said, "Huh?" And I said, go to TikTok, pull it up. And we saw your video. And I have goosebumps right now. And I was like, wow, I don't even know her. Like, she's my best friend sitting next to me, but literally tears were going down. And I said, she played the video and I'm crying. And then she started crying and she said, "Who is that?" And I was explaining, I was like, "She's a creator on TikTok." And when it came out, like, "Oh, well, it could have been a drug deal," I was like, "I don't give a fuck what it was. That's someone's baby. That is her child. I don't give a shit." So for us, or for me, I will speak, I didn't care what it was that happened, because I know some people, and you had to come on and say, "Well, this I don't give a shit what happened. That is your child."
Well, the night that it happened, we weren't told that. We weren't told that at all. The only thing that we were told was that on Randon's lap there was a bag of marijuana, but they didn't know that. You know, sure. My son could have been a smoker. They Like, they didn't know, they didn't have the footage of the gas station yet. They didn't have any
anything
of that yet.
Right.
So to them, they pull up and my son is unconscious and has a small bag, because it wasn't a large, just a small bag mm-hmm. of marijuana sitting in his lap. So they didn't know that night that it happened. So we didn't get like any type of details until like a week later. It might have been four or five days later. But as we were updated, I was making it a point that I wanted to tell people.
Sure.
I wanted, you know, we are not ashamed. We are not, this is my life.
Right. And I don't think anyone should be ashamed at all. No.
To me, I'm very open with my life. Right. I want to be open with everything. So as we were updated, I managed and wanted to update other people. I just did. I wanted to be very open with that. And I'm glad that I did, because I stand by my decision to do that. Absolutely.
I thought it was amazing that, you know, in your time of grief, you're like, I'm going to step out and I'm going to say this.
Yeah.
Because being on the other side of things, as a creator myself, I would see some comments, and I had someone call me and they were like, oh, well, this was the reason. I said, I don't give a fuck what the reason was. Get off my phone right now. That is her baby. I was so like irate that who gives a shit? It's someone's kid that is no longer. No. I said, get off my phone. I said, I don't give a shit what you were saying. Like, I literally am like, so at first I wasn't sure if you were saying it because maybe you had backlash of people saying, well, was it this? And I was almost mad for you. So I'm happy to hear that you're like, no, I just want to share my life with people. Yeah. And I wasn't forced by people to say I had to say this.
Like literally, I think if I go back to the videos, it was probably like on day four. Where whenever we were given this information from the Pritchard Police Department, that I was like, well, I want to talk about this. Let's think about this for a second. What if there is a 15-year-old teenager, okay, sitting at home
yep.
right now
yep.
that is thinking about doing this yep. or thinking about doing that?
Absolutely.
Or a 21-year-old thinking about, okay, well, I need fast money. Mm-hmm. I'm going to sell some, hey, I want you to see something, okay? I want you to see that I'm a mother, right. and I've lost my son over a small bag of marijuana, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There is another mother that her son is now being accused of taking somebody's life. There are now two families mm-hmm. that are suffering in a situation that didn't have to be. So, I mean, my son's life is not going to go down without showing some importance here. Okay.
Right.
Like, you know, no, he wasn't some big heroin. No, it was a small bag of marijuana, but that small bag of marijuana took my son's life. Okay. So let's just put that out here and let's talk about that. Let's talk about a situation that is occurring in a lot of young people's lives right now.
Mm-hmm.
Addiction is at an all-time high. There's a lot of stuff that I've been doing on the back end ever since this happened with my baby child.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I understand it's marijuana. I know what my stance is on that. But there are some serious things that are going on with our young people. I wanted to talk about it.
And I'm glad that you did and that you are, because you and I are both kind of like the moms, the aunties, right, on TikTok. They come to our pages. They're like, we feel safe here. Hey, I want to come out to my parents. What should I say? I mean, and I see it on both of our comment sections, and I love that. But I also see, and I'm going to try not to get emotional, I see how many of these young kids that are hurting so bad.
Uh-huh.
So bad. I mean, I have a 10-year-old and I'm like, oh my gosh, what? How can I leave this world a better place for him? How can I start and make an impact right now that we can help this younger generation and flip things for them, because they are so hurt and so broken?
Oh yeah.
And it kills me. You know, when someone comes in and is like, oh, well, my mom this and my mom that, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like how?
It's the number one comment. Let me tell you something. When I was growing up with my mom, I mean, I know we've done went on like 10 different subjects.
No, it's okay, because we're coming right back to your mom, which that's where we started, so it was good.
When I was growing up, when I was little, and then become, you know, a preteen, 11, 12, 13, all I wanted, this is going to sound so simple, but all I wanted was my mom to be my mom, but to be my friend. Like, I wanted to go to school and come home and tell her what so-and-so did. Mm-hmm. Mom, you're not going to do this. Sarah, da-da-da-da-da, you know. I wanted a mom, but I wanted a friend, okay? It is so shocking to me how little kids want from their parents, which is to be acknowledged, to be listened to, and to be wanted. Those are three things that kids today need from their parents. They don't give a damn about what kind of car you have, how much money you have. They don't care. All they want is for you to acknowledge them, to acknowledge them. That's it.
Well, I don't think people understand that when people come in our chats and they're like, shout me out or say my name. And it burns my ass when these creators watch their chats and they won't talk to the people in the chat. And I'm like, you don't understand. You might be the only person that acknowledged that kid or adult today. That's all that they have is saying hi in a chat. And you can't fucking say hi to somebody in a chat.
That's right.
And you look at some of the profiles and you're like, that kid is 8 years old. You probably don't have any business being on here at 8 years old. But if you're on here and you are crying out to me, or you're like, oh my God, she said hi to me. I mean, they're not being dramatic of, oh, someone with big followers said hi. They're being dramatic because someone noticed them.
That's right.
Because they have no one. And it's like, you people with a big following like what we have, and you can't say hi? Or you can't get in your comment section and interact every now and again? I understand we're all busy because my kiddo comes first, right, before anyone. But these kids aren't in there to try and make your life. Well, some of them are. But most of them are not in there trying to make your life hell. They're in there because they want a connection.
Well, yes, but in the social media allows them to get something that they're not getting in their home life,
right.
You know?
Although it shouldn't be a substitute, parents, because I know parents, they hand them a phone and they're like, go. And I'm like, that's not it either. But do you feel, because I kind of feel this way at times, do you feel kind of a responsibility for, as a creator, like a responsibility of, okay, well, if someone's kid is coming in this chat, I'm gonna be like a mom to them, or I'm going to be that person that I would want if my kid got on social media, I'm going to be the person I would want my kid to interact with and not some...
It's always that. I always have that in the back of my mind. You know, what if this person, you know, sees this? What if, you know, this 14-year-old girl just does not have anybody to tell? When I tell you that there are thousands, and I mean thousands, of messages on my TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, my website, even Cameo. Cameo like charges, what is it, like, I don't know, $4.99 or something to send a message. I literally will turn it off. I'll turn the free messaging on because I'm like, no, please don't charge somebody. They just need me right now. And I'll turn the free messaging off and be right in that inbox, you know, doing what I can I always put myself in somebody else's shoes, no matter what the hell I'm doing. And when I see some of these messages I get and some of these comments I see, I always put myself in their shoes. I cannot tell you how many times that I have seen other creators' video and somebody leaves a message that says, I don't know who to turn to. Is there any way we could talk? Do you know that I have slid in there? They don't even follow me. I have slid into their messages and said, I seen your comment on so-and-so's video. I'll listen to you. And some of them have been like, oh my gosh, are you serious? Or, you know, don't even know who I am. Mm-hmm. And then they that I'm a large creator and they're like, well, how did you find me? And then I seen your comment.
Yeah.
You said somebody, you know, it really just kind of like makes their day. It's why I follow 10,000 people back. You know, our limit is 10. We can only follow 10,000 people. I follow people back because I want them to be seen and heard and acknowledged. I take being a creator very seriously, and I take somebody needing me very seriously. I might not be there or can be there for everybody. I damn sure gonna try, honey. I'm going to try.
Well, let's talk about that because I get a ton of DMs, right, as well. So I understand what you're saying about, hey, I need this or can you help me with this? Does it ever get overwhelming?
All the time.
Yeah.
I mean, just a few weeks ago, I had to take a little bit of a mental break. Mm-hmm. I had tags off so that I was not getting tagged in, you know, these emotional things, you know. A lot of people don't really realize this, but before I lost my son, I always struggled with the grief videos when somebody would tag me in somebody's video because they lost their dad, or I always struggled with that because there's nothing that anybody can say or do that is going to help you or heal you or guide you through a grief process. I'm sorry, it's just not. Everybody is going to grieve differently, right, and everybody is going to go through those waves of grief. And there's nothing that anybody can say or do that is going to help you. It's just not. It's nothing, right? So I always struggled with that. So I kind of stayed away from getting tagged in those grief. And then my son is murdered, okay? My son is literally taken from me in an instant. And I'm now part of those videos now, okay? I'm now one of those people. I'm one of those people now. And I still try to stay away because I'm not good at it. I'm not good at helping somebody with that because for me, I feel like it's time. Time is on our side when it comes to grief. We're not getting over it. Just like you said, we're learning to manage it better day by day and year by year. So just recently, I've had to turn off my tags because I didn't want to be tagged in these grieving videos when I was just about to experience my very first Christmas ever without my baby child. You know, so I do have to take a mental break. It is extremely overwhelming because it's all day, every day for me, all day long.
I'm glad to hear that you do take that break because it worries me as a creator that gets tagged a ton, as a creator that has, I'm sure, the exact same DMs. Hey, especially if I post that I've done something, I've always taken the stance of I'm not posting the good deeds that I do because I don't need people to see those. And then someone put me in check over that. And they said, but Heather, if you show some things, don't you think that will kickstart other people to do things? And I fought tooth and nail. I said, absolutely not. I'm not going to be that person that shoves a camera in someone's face and says, oh, look at me, look what I'm doing. I said, I won't do that. So then I had myself put in check, like I said, and I took a step back and I was like, what if they're right? What if they're right? What if I show something that I did? And I started working with Make-A-Wish and I started working with, I shouldn't say with someone, but I started a kind of kickstart to kindness. So when I did that and said, hey, I'm helping these families out, my inbox just full. Well, I'm a single mom and I'm this and I'm this and I'm that and I need this and can you help me with here? And how? I mean, it's still every day. I'm still getting tons and tons. It wears on me mentally. Like it hurts me. It hurts my heart. It hurts my mind. Like it, not saying, oh, those people aren't out there, but it really hurts my soul. So I always wondered with a person that is as giving and as caring, someone that's similar, does it just get to you where you have to just shut down sometimes?
Yeah, it's torture sometimes. It's very... I'm an extreme empath, which makes it 100%.
Yeah.
So everything that I see and read that is causing these emotions in somebody else, I'm now feeling them for myself. Mm. And I don't get a break from that. So I have to make myself get a break. But so I've learned how to, you know, turn the tags off and I'll shut off the messaging. Turning off my tags is a huge help. Is a huge help because if I'm going by my For You page on TikTok, it's going to be comedy and animals and hair TikTok. I love hair TikTok. So I try to stay away from a lot of the grieving ones whenever I do.
Mm-hmm.
It's torture to me. So yes, I do have to balance things out, but because it takes a toll on my mental health. Absolutely.
Okay. Let's talk about, what do you love and what do you hate about TikTok?
what I love about TikTok is the community, the community of people. You know, somebody could lose a home to a house fire and TikTok is going to come through and they're going to get that family in a hotel and make them safe and warm. And, you know, I love the community of it. But what I hate about TikTok is that people do not do their research on something. Let me explain it like this. Somebody can make a video and say, this stranger attacked me in the parking lot of Walmart and she works for this boutique, blah, blah, blah. People will have no evidence of this. They're going to go straight to the Google for that boutique and leave and try to get this person fired and everything that they can taken away from them. And then a week later, a video comes out that that person lied. It was the ex-wife of this person, and they made it all up to get back. And now you've caused this person to have now lost her job at a boutique and did nothing. I hate that people will believe anything without zero proof or without having the second side of the story. They just see a video and they go immediately on attack. Stop doing that. There are some people on the internet that are not very truthful, and you have to stop believing instantly. Please do your due diligence and look for proof before you jump on a hate train and destroy somebody's life. That's what I hate the most. I will never be a part of that. I can't stand it. I hate it. Stop doing that. Stop doing that. Just stop. Like, you're destroying people's lives because somebody said so.
Right. Well, yeah. I take that into consideration when I speak about companies. There was a company that literally a person high up said, you need to speak to this company, right? This person in the company, because I want you to work with us. I would have never reached out to them, but this person high up said, please reach out. I reach out and they're like, well, we'll make sure that you fit within our brand, like really snotty, right? And totally push me to the side. And I'm kind of like, I wasn't even going to reach out to you. I was asked by, I let it go. And I was really annoyed by it because I thought, how dare you? You know, where I grew up, we lived in a 3-bedroom slab house. There were, I have 2 sisters. So there were 5 of us in this small little house, no basement, 1 bathroom. We didn't live in a very affluent area, and we just, it is what it is, right? And when I would tell anyone where I graduated from, oh, that's where you live? That's where you graduated. So I have been looked down on a lot in my life, a lot. And I'm like, you know what? It shouldn't matter where I come from. So when this person said that to me, I think it triggered something. And had I not been a grown-ass woman, had I been maybe 18, 19, I probably would have come on and be like, oh, this company. But I didn't. And I didn't say anything. Why? Because I knew the second I said something, I don't go out here and try and wrong anybody. Matter of fact, I don't like it. It doesn't sit well with my soul. If I do something wrong or I think it's wrong, I'm going to apologize. I'm going to do whatever I think that I can try to make it right because I never meant to do anything bad in the first place. I thought about it and I said, there's no way. I said, someone said something to me today that it really hurt my heart. And people are like, who was it? Who said it? I said, I'm not saying that. I'm saying this as an example of it really hurt my heart. But I'm not going to go after them. Like, I'm going to take that higher road. And they wanted to know. But I tell you what, Ophelia, I knew the second I said something, they would have tanked their reviews. They would have been calling that place. They would. And I love the fact that they're protective of me. I love that. But I also do feel we have a responsibility as creators.
Right. That's the main reason people will take it to heart. Right. I am loved on that app. Mm-hmm. People see me as a family member of theirs. Mm-hmm. And you have literally been tormenting a family member of theirs. I'm not saying a damn word. I'm just letting you dig your own hole over there, heifer. Okay? You go right. I'm sorry. I live right next to a train.
I do too. It's fine. It sounds like I'm at home talking to you.
So when I looked, when that
I love that.
That is so lame. It never comes at like 8 o'clock in the morning and the one time that I'm trying to learn. So that is what I hate about social media, about the TikTok, is that we have to be mindful of our mouths.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? We have to be understanding of other people and what they might be going through or what's going. Yeah, we have to. We got to be quiet on some things.
I had to learn because this red hair and growing up like not in the best place ever. You know, like you learn, yeah. You learn to kind of be quick witted and on it. Yeah. And I'm telling you right now, I've had to make sure I've bitten my tongue a few times. That's for sure. Okay, listen, I think it's hysterical. The stuff your husband brings home for you. The stuff your husband brings home. And some of your videos that you test the moonshine. Anytime I see those coming up, I'm like, nope, I'm watching this whole damn video. I'll probably watch it twice because it has me cracking up. I think the funniest thing that I saw your husband bring to you, because her husband's a truck driver, as she mentioned before, and he brings her, is every time he goes?
Oh, it's almost every single time he comes home, he's coming home with something that he's picked up at a truck stop, and he's got to give it to me as soon as he gets home. It's, I mean, I've gotten a comb head, I've gotten like Yoda glasses, I've got an entire wall over there of home.
What's the craziest thing he's brought you that you've been like, no way?
That stupid cone head. which I think is like at, I don't know, maybe 10 million views now. Because it shocked the hell out of everybody. They was like, no, ain't no way. Ain't no way. Yes.
I loved it. For you, not for me, but I loved it.
Oh, he's hilarious. You know, the whole tasting of the moonshine kind of came by accident. And it happened after I had went to go and visit Bunny.
Okay.
Well, when I got to the airport, we had gotten there a little bit early because Rissa had to go to work and everything. I went in one of the stores and I seen the pickles, the cherries, I'd seen it. And I thought, this would be a good TikTok video. I'm really going to try this. And I ended up doing that. And it was like a big hit. So then I was like, okay, I'm going to make this a series. It changes things up on my account. Mm-hmm.
Okay. We are now going to get into, it's called the Savage Seven.
What?
She said, what the hell is that? It is a part where I ask you seven questions. I will ask them quick. You can take your time answering them. But okay. It's seven questions. You can only have one skip. So be careful which one you skip. Okay. So seven questions. You ready?
Yes.
All right. Who is your hall pass?
Oh, God. What's her name? Jamie. Why am I forgetting her last name? Do you watch the L Word Generation X on Showtime?
I do not. I do not have Showtime.
Oh, okay. Well, years ago, they had the show, I think, the L Word, and then it kind of came back as like a sequel, Generation X or whatever. Anyway, she is an amazing actress. She's a beautiful trans woman. I love her on the show, and I need her in my life, okay? If I'm going to be a lesbian, I'm going to be a lesbian with her. I love her, okay? She's my hall pass. She can be my husband's hall pass as long as I can say hello, okay? I can't remember her last name right now. But I know.
Okay, because that was one of the other questions. If you became a lesbian, who would you be with?
Okay. I'm going to tell you why I like her. There's something that keeps hitting my eye. I'm going to tell you why I like her. She is so real, number one, okay? She is so passionate about her work. She's got a love for animals, which is same as me, okay? Same as, you know, me and my husband together. There's something about her that I just love and adore. I really, really do. And I love to see her because I never heard of her until this show. And okay. I think like season two or season three, so I've seen like all the episodes. But I love her. I love what she does. I love her work that she does outside of that show. She's just an amazing person. Like, if you watch her in interviews, she's so real. I don't know. I'm so drawn to her as just this beautiful person in the world. And I love her to pieces. And she's drop dead gorgeous for one.
I have to look her up because I don't know who it is. Although I'll probably look her up and be like, oh, that's who it is. That's who it is. Okay. If you weren't married, who would you try to date? right now?
Oh my God, this is gonna sound really corny. It's gonna sound rich. I love Woody Harrelson.
I don't think that's corny.
He's from here.
Listen, you got to come to Cincinnati because he is from here, John said.
I love him. I don't know. He's got some kind of swagger about him that just drives me crazy. And I really like him. Yes, it'd be Woody Harrelson. And I'm not taking that back.
So if you had a hall pass for a guy, would he be your hall pass?
Harrelson.
Okay. All right. Next question. Most embarrassing thing that has happened to you?
Okay, so a lot of people don't know this, but my first husband, my children's father, it was an identical twin, okay? Identical twin. He had a brother, looked identical to him, okay? I did it. We all lived in this big house when me and him got married, and then his twin and his wife got married. We all got married very young, 19, 18, 19 years old, okay? And we all lived in this house with their dad because, unfortunately, their mother passed away in 97 or 98 to a brain aneurysm. Mm. So, at you know, now dad is kind of like the patriarch of the family. And, you know, anyway, we all lived in this big house. Well, I didn't know that my husband at the time had they were floor installers. I did not know that he left. And I walked up to who I thought was my husband at the sink washing a cup, okay? And I walked up behind him and put my arms around him, okay? And then my hand just kind of started to go down. And they got swashed away. And he turned around and he was like, I feel you. And I was like, oh, well, hell, I thought she was Randy. Yeah. So that was probably one of my embarrassing moments that I almost took brother-in-law's pee-pee by accident. Almost. And he turned around and like was just shocked as hell that I, but you know, they shouldn't be twins. They was twins.
They shouldn't have been twins.
But yes, he was standing there washing a dish. You know, I should have known that wasn't my husband because he never washed a dish any damn way. That right there should have told me something different, but yeah, I wasn't.
Maybe that's what got you hot and bothered. Like, oh hell, look at this.
You know, but yeah, that was hilarious. Unfortunately, my ex-husband passed away in 2019 on Mother's Day. But when we divorced amicably. We stayed friends till the day he passed. So yeah, we always laughed about that. That was funny.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay, next one. One thing you've done that you would like to take back?
One thing I've done that I like to take back. Okay, I have a friend that I've been friends with for years, since kindergarten. So over 30 years. She struggled with addiction. Still, she's in recovery today, but years ago, when she was in the midst of that addiction, I had to step away. And I feel like the way that I did it, I shouldn't have did it that way. I should have did it in a different way. I was trying to protect myself and trying to make it where I didn't go down a bad road myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of like disappeared out of her life, and it still bothers me, and I still regret it today. Although she is okay today and I am okay today, I don't know. I regret how I did that, and I feel like I could have pulled back in a different way, but it was like literally one day I was there and the next I wasn't, and I felt like she needed me in that moment. But I needed myself more importantly right then. And I had to protect myself. And I feel like if I wouldn't have done it that way, circumstances could be different. But it still bothers me to my core that I disappeared out of her life in one of her weakest moments that she needed me. I've talked about this before, but it's like I just cannot forgive myself the way that I did that years ago.
All right, last question. And I'm gonna guess, because I see some comments on some videos that I happen to get tagged in. But and I'm like, damn it, I keep missing her comment. When I go back, I'm like, I just missed her comment.
Yeah.
Those videos. So tell us what your guilty pleasure is. You might have a couple, but what is your guilt? A or some guilty pleasures?
My guilty pleasure is that I am attracted to everybody. Like everybody. Okay? Everybody. Does not matter who it is. I am just attracted to a human being. Like, really. Like, God forbid if something terrible happened to my husband and he was no longer with me, that nobody would be off limits. I would literally date anybody.
I'm like, a hoe phase would ensue. Is that what you're saying?
Just to see what would make me happy. You know what I mean? So when I see I'll see beautiful women on the app. I'll see these handsome men. My guilty pleasure is people. It's just people. I am so attracted to any human being on this earth. So I will always be in somebody's comment section, hyping them up in any kind of way possible. I mean, no harm by it. I certainly would never have there or cheat on my husband knows that I do this. Both of us are very open like that. I'm not going to be mad if he tells a woman she's beautiful. Absolutely not. We're very secure in our marriage like that. So my guilty pleasure is people. I just love beautiful people. And it doesn't matter who they are or anything. I'm going to be in their damn comment section. So no wonder you see me in places that you think I shouldn't.
I never judge you for it. I think it's funny as hell. I'm like, oh, I'm like, I'm going to catch her one day so I can get her comment in one of my comment videos.
You know what's funny? Is when I see the comment where somebody says, Mama Ty, what are you doing in here? Mama Ty, go to bed. Mama Ty, it's your bedtime.
I've seen that. Wait, let's touch on this real quick before we go. Am I correct in saying that since your husband's not there through the week, you guys have some scheduled time when he gets there?
Oh, yes. Every weekend, if I do not, I have an appointment in the shower Friday night at 8:30. I better be in there. Like I used to go live every Friday night, right?
Okay.
Well, my people knew that I had to be off that live by 8:30 because it's shower time. And I've got, if I don't jump in that shower with him, he's annoyed. He's like, okay. What is happening? Why are you not in the shower with me? Oh, yeah, you have to because my husband's a truck driver. I've also been very open about how vocal I am about keeping the intimacy part alive in our marriage. We have been together almost 17 years. And you cannot, you know, if you both are physically unable and there's nothing that, you know, health-wise or something that keeps you from keeping your intimacy part of your marriage alive, you need to keep it alive. Keep it alive, not just for yourself, but for each other. That's very important to both of us. It is very important to us. And as long as we are two healthy individuals, we're going to keep that always alive. And I'm very open about that on my page because it's very healthy I think it's healthy to talk about it, for one. Again, I know that there are a lot of people that go through trials in their marriage. You know, someone gets sick and down and you have to nurse them back to health. There's so many different things that can happen that could take that away from us. And if we are not dealing with something like that, we're going to do what we can to keep that part alive in our marriage because it is healthy to do. So yeah, I've got to be off the phone by 8:30 p.m. on a Friday night.
Listen, 8:30 Friday night everywhere in the world, water is going to like decrease because now everyone's going to do like shower time.
I mean, keep it fun for one. You got to keep it fun for you. You have to. Things can get dull in a marriage. And if you have the ability to make sure that don't happen that way, please do it. Make it fun for yourself for sure.
This is why I love the app. I feel like things that should be talked about that never are talked about, you can now slip in and be like, hey, look, here's this. Here. It's just like you're a female. I'm a female. I mean, I'm straight, I think. But I go on that app and I'm like, she is absolutely stunning. She is beautiful. And people will come on like, hey, you should come to this side. I'm like, listen, if you can pull me over there, come right ahead, because I don't care. Like, I'm just going to love whoever I feel I want to love.
Goes back to the community of that app. It's like a mini guidebook to anything.
Well, when we grew up, there were a lot of things that it was like, oh, no, don't talk about that. And you're like, yeah, but it's affecting me, or I know I'm not just the only one out here. So that's one thing that I have loved about TikTok is, you know, if I see someone, I'm like, oh, wow, that's amazing. Obviously, someone else feels that way because there is a community. Or, you know, when I go to read the comments, it's like, hold on, they feel the same way that I do. So it's like all these communities within communities. And
the women on that app, oh, my God. Like, have you ever seen more beautiful women than I have ever?
No.
Ever have I seen the most beautiful women as I do on that damn app. Literally. And they come in all shapes and sizes. And that damn Tess Holliday, oh, my God. That damn Tess Holliday, the day she followed me back, I thought I was going to have a heart attack.
I'm like, okay? I got to look this up.
She is this beautiful, voluptuous redhead. I think she's a plus size. Yes, she's a model, too. She's a plus size model. When I tell you, absolutely fabulous. She is amazing. Amazing. And the day that she followed me back was like the highlight of my life. Beautiful.
Oh, she is beautiful.
Yeah, I've because of that app, I have just been blessed with being able to see the most beautiful around the world.
And making those connections. I'm just like, oh, this is awesome.
Yeah. Well,
just like us. I'm like, I feel like we could just be best friends and sitting down and having a drink and just.
Yes.
I mean, I don't spill tea too much, but I'll listen to it.
That's like me. Like, I don't involve myself in other people's drama, but I will sit here and I will watch it. And then I will go down the rabbit hole to say who started what, because I have both sides of the story. Okay. So, yes, I will not start no drama. Absolutely.
Yeah,
not.
I will never start it, but I'll listen. I mean, I remember the other day I was like, what am I doing? Why am I like 6 videos in? I don't even care about this.
Because we are nosy and we have nothing else to do. Yes. Everybody on TikTok is nosy. That's why TikTok is so successful, because everybody is nosy. So, yes.
That is very fair. Well, listen, I know that you're in the middle of COVID and I feel bad. Like, we've just been chit-chatting. So I want to let you go get some rest. Is there anything? First of all, I want to thank you so much for coming on. This has been great. And I'm just so excited that we're starting the year off with one of my favorite people on TikTok. I'm just happy that people it was so funny because, excuse me, people are like, do you know this person? And I'm like, no. How do you not know this person? I'm like, because there's a billion people on this app. Well, I don't know. She's got like 5 million. How do you not know her? How do you know her? And I remember maybe a month or so before, you know, stuff happened with your son, someone had said, oh, Mama Tot. And so I went and I looked at, oh, she seems so nice, you know. And then it was like, you and Mama Tot should do a live together. You and Mama Tot, whatever. So it was like they kept putting us like as the moms or aunties or whatever. And I'm like, okay, well, if you guys say she's cool people, then she's cool people. I need to go follow and I need to like go hang out with her. But I'm so happy because I just couldn't think of anybody else that I would want to start this year off with on this podcast. So I appreciate you. And you're not feeling well. I really appreciate you coming on and hanging out. This is the time that I typically give any guest anything they'd like to say. So a little platform of anything you'd like to kind of tell the people out there right now or anything you'd like.
Yes, I want people to know, especially the youngins, you know, a lot of them are still at home. They haven't branched out yet. It's not always going to be that hard. Your life is going to go through the ups and the downs of life in general. And your life is not always going to be easy every single day of your life, okay? And I know that a lot of times a lot of people think like, I just don't see my life getting any better than this. Oh, it can. It absolutely can. It can change by the hands of you or the hands of somebody else, okay? In the best way possible. Somebody can walk into your life that you never would even expect would be such a part of a change in you. And yes, it can happen. So don't walk with your eyes shut, meaning always be alert and always be open to this person and these changes and these decisions. And don't be afraid to take a leap of faith. You never know what tomorrow's going to hold for you. But most importantly, you have to know it's not always going to be that tough. It's just tough at the moment. And you just keep pushing through, keep wanting better, keep wanting the bigger. And you got to, you know, shit ain't for free. You got to work hard too. But just know that things always, always, always get better. I promise you that. If it can get better for me, because I went through some hell in my life, then I know it can get better for you for sure.
Well, we appreciate those words of encouragement, because there's a lot of people struggling. I mean, we get them in our DMs, we see them in our comments. Lots of people are struggling, and I agree with everything that you're saying. It's hard, especially as a young person. It's hard to see what 10 years might, you know, or 3 years, or even a year, even 6 months. It's everything is in the now. And regardless if you're younger or older, I mean, Ophelia and I, we've gone through some things. Like, we have been there, whew, and done some things that were like, oh Lord, I can't believe we got through that. But listen to what she's saying. Listen to what I'm saying. You can definitely make a change, but it's up to you. I mean, we can encourage, right? The most that we possibly can. We're going to be there for you. She's going to be there for you. I'm going to be there for you, but we can't physically be there forcing you to make a change. You've got to get down and do that on your own.
Oh yeah.
So thank you so much. We're going to have an amazing 2023. We're claiming that energy. We're claiming that energy.
It's going to be a good one. And thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
You are so welcome.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.